This happened as we were reading the Orthodox Church by Timothy Ware. Living on this trip, reading an overbook on Eastern Orthodoxy, and I felt my acute weakness in understanding Orthodoxy and had the need of reading a little bit of this to try to ascertain it. Came across a very interesting statement in here regarding the doctrine of the Orthodox Church, and here is the way they defined a creed. As you know, they do endorse particularly the Nicene Creed of 325 as they put it, on the same level with Scripture. In other words, they sing it or say it in every single meeting of their church, which is, of course, their privilege. We would argue under the dictates of religious liberty that they should be allowed to do that, of course. But that is what a creed is. A creed is something that a group endorses as a must statement, if I can borrow the languages of the accrediting associations for a moment, it's a must statement. I cannot imagine any Baptist doing that for the simple reason that we have only one creed, and that is the Bible. Now, what we do from time to time is to adopt statements that represent that which is most generally believed among the people, so that society, in looking at us, will be able to say, well, these people, here's what they stand for, you know. Creed? Absolutely not. To be used as a creed? Absolutely not. Let me go on to say, however, that as it concerns our agencies of the convention, there has never been a time in my lifetime when there was not a required signing of a statement of faith in the institutions of the convention. That's not new with us. I haven't changed a thing on that point at Southeastern Seminary since I've been there during these 8 years. I haven't changed one single thing. And so the fact is that we sign those statements that the professor is willing to teach within and not contrary to that statement of faith. That's been forever. That goes all the way back. That we don't think is going to change. We are bound to do what the convention authorized us to do and asked us to do in that regard. To say it's a creed is frankly just not honest. I'm not suggesting you did. You only said that there were people who had a fear of this. But to suggest that is just not honest. It's not being used that way. To use it that way would be to elevate it to the same level as the Bible, which is what Eastern Orthodoxy essentially has done. And when that day comes, I'd like to volunteer to be the first martyr. I am prepared to die on the fact that the Bible and the Bible alone is our guide in faith and practice.